Hurricane force winds sometimes whipped through unannounced and every so often blew someone straight off the mountainside into one of the ravines below. The peak deserves its reputation as one of the more dangerous mountains to climb in America. It has claimed the lives of nearly 150 climbers in the past century and a half. Yet now, as workman stood on the craggy peak, leaning on her rough-hewn walking stick for balance, her legs pleasantly fatigued from the exercise, she considered where she had come from and where she wanted to go. On January 8, 1959, Alexander Hamilton Bullock and Elvira Hazard welcomed a baby girl into their most patrician household. Fanny joined an older brother, Augustus George, born in 1847, and a sister, Isabel, born in 1849. Both the Bullocks and the Hazards traced their lineage back to the Pilgrims. Fanny's great-grandfather had been a sea captain, and her maternal grandfather, Colonel Augustus George Hazard, had founded the Hazard Powder Company in Connecticut. Through that business, combined with his vast land holdings, Hazard had amassed a sizable fortune, and thus secured his family's financial future. Elvira Hazard, born in Enfield, Connecticut in 1824, was one of eight children. A family genealogy described her as someone who was generous, sympathetic, and kind, her hand never wearied in the well-doing, scattering its bounties into the homes of the poor and uplifting the fallen. She married Alexander Bullock at age 20. He was born in Royalston, Massachusetts, and after graduating from Amherst College, he pursued a law degree at Harvard University and got his start in politics at an early age. He edited a weekly Whig newspaper and served in both the Massachusetts House of Representatives and the State Senate. Along with his take-charge attitude, financial discipline, and views on equality, Alexander's younger daughter also inherited her father's strong jaw and sober-looking mouth. From her mother, Elvira, Fanny inherited an unflappable demeanor, which, as she grew older, was often mistaken for aloofness. Life inside the Bullock family home, a handsome brownstone on 48 Elm Street in Worcester, Massachusetts, was always loud and never still. In spite of the age gap between the children, Fanny was never indulged as the baby of the family. Rather, the trio related like beloved cousins. A keen reader as a young girl, Fanny also loved escaping outdoors to tramp over nearby hills, explore the brooks, and wander through unkempt fields. In 1866, when she was seven, her father, then the Republican mayor of Worcester, was elected governor of Massachusetts. During his three terms in office and under his financial discipline, another quality Fanny inherited and would later put to good use when leading expeditions, the state paid off its wartime financial responsibilities. Actively opposed to the expansion of slavery before he became governor, during his tenure, Bullock became involved in the Massachusetts Emigrant Aid Society, an organization committed to populating Kansas with abolitionists. In a March 8, 1869 letter to William Lloyd Garrison, who was the editor of the abolitionist newspaper The Liberator, Bullock opined on equality. He thought all members of society should be treated equally. Thanks in part to her father's views, Fanny grew up believing women deserved to be considered and treated as equal to men. Although women were still expected to marry and have children, there were changes afoot. Before Fanny was born, Worcester had hosted the first National Woman's Rights Convention in 1850. In 1870, the Utah Territory granted woman suffrage, a sign that things could change. The territory rescinded the vote in 1887. Also in 1870, the Grimke sisters and 42 other women tried to vote in Massachusetts. Their ballots were cast but ignored. Still, the events signaled change to come. Over at Worcester's Free Church, the Reverend Thomas Wentworth Higginson urged women to engage in physical activity, such as hiking and skating. The progressive thinker would later write...